Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is to listen to more of Good Day, especially when we're here live and everybody else has gone to Memorex. No Memorex here. It's all live and all unstaged, unrehearsed, as you'll probably tell through the course of this year. A lot of people come in this week to this program, Jennifer. You knew that, right? Jennifer's not hooked back up again, eh, Kenny?
I knew that.
You knew that. Tuesday, yes, December the 21st is upon us. The Doug Steffen Good Day program and the essence of what's going on. Number one, North Koreans lost their internet yesterday. Gee,
whoops.
How'd that happen? Come on. Must have been just one of those. It's a coincidence that they lost their internet and the United States is upset about their Sony hacking. It's just one of those things, right? Right.
Uh-huh. By the way, I found out we were talking earlier about this and just how hooked up North Korea really is.
Yeah.
And it looks like they have about 1,000 internet addresses and one internet service provider and one connection, and that comes in from China.
Really? So could the Chinese be involved in this? There has been some speculation. The Chinese were an unindicted co-conspirator when it came to the hacking at Sony. You think so? Could that be?
Sure, it's possible.
But what do they have to gain? See, that's the thing. What do all these people have to gain hacking or screwing up stuff with us? We're their biggest customers. We're their biggest clients. We're the biggest everything. Why screw around with us? It makes no sense. I mean, there's a lot of things in the world that don't make any sense. This is one of them, for me anyway.
Yeah, and this was such the Sony thing, everybody's talking about it like it's a big deal, but it's really a small, small thing. It's not like they attacked America.
Mm-hmm. Right, they sent bombs. Right. But they threatened, what's his face, Kim Jong-un says, you do us, you mess with us, we'll attack you, we'll annihilate you. Of course, that's nonsense.
And they've been annoying China for a long time. I would not be surprised to find out that China pulled the plug on their internet.
You think that's so? The United States. Why would we say then, if that was the case, why wouldn't we just say it wasn't us? Look around.
Well, it makes us look good. No comment. We can't confirm or deny that we had anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's
going to
be a lesson to you.
Yes. The weather outside is frightful. If you are going to grandma's house, could be a bit sloppy over the next couple of days. Midwest with some severe weather today. I'm flying back to the East Coast tomorrow and flying into 40, 50 mile an hour winds and lots of rain. It would be, it'll be late in the day, so may not be so bad. But if you're in the eastern, let's see here, from the Mississippi River, I'm looking around at this map, Mississippi River pretty much east and almost entirely, I don't think you go, it's south of the Mason-Dixon line by quite a bit. Rain, wind, storms, not much snow because the temperature, our prediction for Boston tomorrow is 61 degrees.
That's very warm.
And that's part of what causes these severe storms because there's a clash. The warm weather clashes with the cold weather. Tornadoes are predicted in the deep south tomorrow. The fall weather obviously will screw up a lot of people who are trying to get back. If you can go back today, probably better than going back tomorrow. Northwest also will see the beginnings of a storm tomorrow, which could turn into snow and head into the middle of our country by late in the week. Oy. All right, so Jen.
Dougie.
Back to, Jennifer asked me off the air, and I'm going to spend just a minute or two on this. We've been talking for the past, 9 months or so since my daughter got pregnant, and developed in little stories here and there about how she was doing, how she was feeling. Once in a while, a post on the Facebook. She gave birth yesterday. It was much later than thought because there were a couple of complications with people who were also scheduled to have cesarean sections yesterday. So as a result of that...
You mean it wasn't 7:41 and 30 seconds like you thought?
It was a long...
Shocking.
Yeah, it was a long ways away from that.
Doug's like, yeah, we're good. It's like In-N-Out Burger. Doug's like, yeah, we'll walk in and then... Yeah.
No. That didn't happen.
Sometimes it takes a little longer.
Yes, it does take a little longer. You're right about that. And so it was, early in the afternoon. I think the first time that we saw him, his name is Miles Stephen Fisher.
It's and a cute
he
name.
Is the cutest thing. He looks like, today he looks like me. You know how babies change. As they get older.
They don't look like much when they first come out, that's for sure.
All wrapped up and quiet.
Little peanuts.
Yeah, just the cutest thing. So it was a neat thing, and thanks to everybody for whatever postings have been on Facebook. It is a wonderful thing to be able to look at that and just more. I think this with the calves all the time. You look at these beings that are dropped on the ground from the cow 9 months and 9 days after they've been impregnated, etc. The sperm and the egg come together, and what happens in 9 months, it's a miracle. Hey, think about how all of us came to be the same way, from these two little things, these cells that keep multiplying, dividing, multiplying, dividing, multiplying, dividing, until you've got this being that is so complicated, and they check out the way it works now medically, everything gets checked out. Everything. The brain is checked out, the heart, I mean, really thoroughly. I feel blessed that she was able, because they're in the UCLA system teaching there, that they could take advantage of all the things that are, UCLA is one of the best medical centers in the country, conventional medicine, and they're doing some other things as well. But the optimum care and knowing that in as much comfort as you can, that the baby is healthy. They've been monitoring this baby, you know, right along. And to see how, you know, C-section and stuff, it's major surgery, and maybe there were so many drugs that Megan hadn't worn off on her yet, but it was just a thrilling thing to be able to see.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't.
You should. This is one time when it's okay for you to cry, Doug.
Really? There are other times when it's not okay?
Yeah, like listening to Barry Manilow. Yeah. Not okay to cry. Birth of grandson? Okay to cry.
Okay, got that. Carrie, get some Barry Manilow music out, will you, please?
Oh, 13. No.
That'll make me cry.
And change after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program. Folks, there are a lot of people, speaking of surgery, who have surgery to fix their face. They want to look younger. Do you want to look younger, but you don't want to have surgery? Why on earth would you do that? Yes, you got bags and puffiness under your eyes. Yep, a lot of people do. And to schedule surgery to take those bags, no, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is use GenuCell, which contains all natural ingredients. Incredible results safely and quickly on your face. GenuCell, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, not spelled like Gen, J-E-N. This is G-E-N. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. I've been talking about this. A lot of us at this time of year have that tired look, traveling, staying up late to put all the packages together, make everything fine. Look in the mirror this morning. And as you have been doing a lot of shopping, get a gift for yourself. Bags and puffiness under your eyes, get rid of them. And do it as quickly as you can by dialing 800-543-9262. GenuCell, risk-free, money-back guarantee. You'll see the difference. The serum extracts water from the puffiness and the stuff that's around your eyes that makes it not look perfect. You want to look good, feel good, call 800-543-9262. I know that you're committed to looking your best. So get immediate immediate relief. That probably works better. 800-543-9262, essence of success with these things in the astrosphere. I hear from people, got all these stacks of email from people who just think this is the cat's meow. I don't know about the cat, but you can fix your face. 800, Jennifer, how's your cat's face? Got any problems with
her? No, she's adorable.
Really? Okay, all right. So don't have to worry about her cat, but maybe Jennifer could use this stuff. Although
that's probably true.
All of this time of year, that's what happens. 800-543-9262. The product is called GenuCell. It fixes the puffiness in the bags and the lines around your eyes. It fixes them. 800-543-9262.
Towards the night of the holiday party, when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to pounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals. With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Samantha Brown. Exploring a new city can be an exciting adventure, but worrying about budget can take the fun out of any vacation. According to a recent Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans make vacation choices based on travel costs. Samantha Brown, TV host and travel expert.
One of the best ways you can save on travel expenses is to stay with family or friends. Or, if that's not an option, it's generally cheaper to travel during off-peak seasons. One of my favorite ways to offset costs is using a travel rewards credit card that gives me the flexibility to use my points towards a broad range of travel expenses. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar spent on all your purchases. Simply redeem points for an online statement credit to pay yourself back for travel-related expenses. This way, your everyday purchases can help pay off your fun activities and help your travel budget.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and offsite redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632. 1-800-975-7632.
Christmas time, food for thought. This is one of those. This is one of those recycled thoughts. I recycle this every year at Christmas time. Somebody sent this to me anonymously years and years and years ago. I have this big, thick file on Christmas thoughts, and so I share this with you because it is so meaningful to me anyway. And I hope when you hear the words, it'll be meaningful to you. This Christmas, mend a quarrel. Seek out a forgotten friend. Write a love letter. Share some treasure. Give a soft answer. Encourage young people. Keep a promise. Find the time. Forgive an enemy. Listen. Apologize if you were wrong. Think first of someone else. Be kind and gentle. Laugh a bit. Laugh a bit more. Express your gratitude. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. Speak it again. Speak it still once more. I don't know who is responsible for that. I don't even know who sent it to me. But I have sent that. And Jennifer, you've heard me. Kenny, you've heard me read that on the air every Christmas time. Since both of you have been hanging around with me, I just think that it speaks volumes as to what this season is all about. Even though we get lost in some of the other stuff, this is what's important. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Cocker passed away yesterday after a battle with small cell lung cancer. 70 years old, more of the essence of smoking and what it does to you. Born in 1944, he performed at Woodstock in 1969, had 19 hits on the Billboard Hot 100, including songs with Little Help from My Friends, 1968, which became the theme song for the Wonder Years. Remember that, Jen?
I do. Watched it every week.
Yep. That was originally a Beatles song, I think, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, and he used it. The essence of his work, you listen to the voice and you get that bluesy sense. Certainly a rock and roller. The 40 albums he created, all the touring he did, have made a big imprint. He was married for 27 years, wife's named Pam, brother's named Victor, so he passes. And we think, what legacy does he leave? A lot of good music, a lot of great music from that era. He certainly typified, I think, what happened as far as individual singers are concerned at Woodstock. Would you agree with that, Kenny?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, always look very serious. Anytime you ever saw a picture of him. Did you ever see a picture of this guy smiling? I never saw a picture of Joe Cocker smiling.
You know, I can't honestly tell you what he looks like, actually.
Balding.
You can tell him. Like, I know his voice immediately, but I'm not sure what he looks like.
He could have used Genucel.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I think that, yeah. If you look at his eyes, He could see that he could get rid of the puffiness under his eyes. You know, a lot of times these guys who have so much passion, women too, have a lot of other things going on with them. You know, there's a lot of stuff sometimes. These people, the more communicative they are in music, or sometimes the comedians, look at what Robin Williams was going through. And, it's just, that seems to be what is a trait with people who are very creative sometimes. So, anyway, sad news for Joe Cocker fans. Too bad. Not that he's going to contribute anymore at this point in his life. By the way, I went to see Felix Cavalieri last Friday night, and he needs to retire. It was really, it was sad.
Did you like the show?
No, it was sad. It really
That's
was.
Too bad.
Yeah. I'm guessing he's 74, 75, Kenny, somewhere in there.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It just, it wasn't a good show. It's too bad, because I wanted it to be. I wanted good loving. It's a beautiful morning. Speaking of beautiful mornings, Jimmy Fallon last night joked about Michelle Obama.
During a recent Q&A with children, First Lady Michelle Obama said that what she wants for Christmas is to sleep in late. Which is why this year Biden promised not to jump on her bed when it's time to open presents. Google has found that Ouija boards are one of this year's most popular toys. You know, because it wasn't bad enough dealing with your living relative.
Presents for those who have passed. Jennifer, you all done with your shopping?
Oh, I've been done, yes.
Really? Since
staying
when?
Staying up late, wrapping last night.
Wrapping.
Since the 1st of December, I was done.
Really? That's true. You did a lot of stuff online. Kenny, you all set?
I finished up yesterday. I've got tons of wrapping to do. But
good for you. All right, have fun doing it. Those of you who are wrapping, good for you. 28 past the hour as we wrap this half hour of Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. Given the number of allegations against Bill Cosby, were HBO and NBC right to cancel future programs with him?
I don't want to talk about him for NBC, but adjudicating rape accusations is a murky business for journalists. But believing Bill Cosby doesn't require you to take one person's word over another. We now have one person's word over 15 others. And ignoring the allegations, I think, if journalists ignore the allegations, it's almost tacitly accepting the proposition that all 15 women are liars.
It's a difficult one. Any time allegations are decades old and can't go into courts, it's a little murky inherently. But Katrina's right. There's so many allegations that it's really hard to ignore, and it's hard to look at him the same way. And some of these allegations are consistent with the various stories from other women, and so many women are putting their names out with these allegations, and so many of them are people who have credible public images themselves. It's just very hard to discount them.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. The day before Christmas Eve. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? One of the things that people tell us about this radio program, for those of you who are new to it, a lot of the program hosts are gone. I don't, although I'm thinking about not necessarily being here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I like to be on the air on holidays.
What does this change?
We'll see. Anyway, it's the new year, Jennifer. You've got to have a few new things in the new year. But the thing that is good about Jennifer and Kenny, Rich McFadden's not here for the next week because he's on vacation out of Panama for Christmas. Somebody said, and I don't know where this came. This did not come from one of our consultants, although it sounds like it would come from one of our consultants. The thing that people like about this program, what they like the most about this program, is its authenticity. The people on the air sound like real people. They don't sound like announcers. They don't sound like
people. I got bad news for us. We are real people.
Well, that's right. Bad news for us? Oh, my God.
We're that crazy.
There's no hype to what we say. Maybe that's what we were, Kenny and I were talking about MSNBC and Fox earlier this morning, Jennifer. And in essence, what it all is hype. And what a lot of the so-called news media is hype. And a lot of people that talk about the news, because this is a news talk program, are all about hype. And maybe that's why, although I don't want to hold this thought necessarily, we aren't number one. The consensus is that we are people who care and respect each other. Most of the time we sound that way. Sometimes get a little over the edge. But there's no confrontation here. There's respect, there's trust, there's fairness. We talk about things that will help ourselves and others around us build a better life. I'm all full of advice. That's part of this is the old style, I guess, is what I grew up on, what they call full service radio, where there's lots of conversation about what's going on. You know more about us and what's going on with us. You understand what's going on in the world from nuance. You have things like we have our Christmas star of the day here in a few minutes. Somebody who will make the season a little bit better, a little bit brighter for you, perhaps. That's really, I think that we're actually fun to be with, if I do say so myself. Or I find you guys fun to be with.
Oh, I am. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm. I'll say there. Yeah, she's just proven it, folks. It's just nice to be here, and I'm happy that we have such a diverse group of listeners, as well as people. And perhaps the diversity in the people that are on the air is a reason for us having the diverse listenership that we do. On a lot of music stations, as well as conversation stations. Some are political, some are not. But it's a neat thing. Thank you very much. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And now, back to the show. The gasoline prices, I was astounded. I think I said this yesterday, but I still am as I drive around Southern California and remember when I left to go back home around the 1st of April. I've been back and forth a lot this past summer and fall, but I haven't really been here. At the end of the street is a Chevron station, and the marquee, it's on the Pacific Coast Highway. At the top, there are prices for the various things they're selling. I remember dramatically as I left for the airport, I think it was April 1st or 2nd, the sign said $4.44 a gallon. Yesterday, $2.99 a gallon. That's a buck and a half.
It's huge.
Less
wow.
than it was when I was here in the spring. And if you look around at what you're paying for holiday travel, the prices have now, they're off on average 88 cents. And we haven't seen these levels since 2009, according to AAA. It's the longest consecutive streak that there has been, at least in their books, for the price to go down, keep going down, going down, going down. This is, and by the way, the last time, if you really look back at the stats, it was as the recession got started that the price of gasoline went up. So does this mean the recession is over? 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. You can send an email to Jen or Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. I think that's an interesting question to ask, Kenny. Because prices are falling, does that mean because when they went up and have stayed up, it was all through the recession that's lasted the last 6 years? So now, as gas prices go down, does that mean the recession is over? Or is just a pendulum? The average around the country is $2.39, by the way, today. Let's see here. There are a number of stations that are at like $1.97, $1.94. And most people are saying GasBuddy.com, for example, says prices will go lower before the end of the year. Now, what does that mean after the first of the year? Who the heck knows? If you heat your house, there's this whole war that goes on between gas, natural gas, and how to heat your home, and oil. And because oil has been so expensive, it has suffered at the hands of natural gas. Now the price of natural gas, if you look at what you're paying for natural gas and electricity, more electricity, but natural gas as well from those providers, it's going, and nobody can explain this, by the way. If you ask these people, they can't tell you why the cost of electricity is going up or the cost of natural gas is going up. Because, in fact, those things, the price is not always with natural gas exactly the same in terms of how is there a comparative? Is there some kind of formula? Is there a way the price of petroleum is affected by natural gas and vice versa? Because natural gas basically is just an offshoot. When I was a kid, I remember driving around the country, not looking for these sorts of things, but I used to say to my mother or father as we would go out to the Midwest to see my grandparents, why do we have, there were these towers that you would see all over Pennsylvania, wherever there was oil coming out of the ground, there were these towers, and there were these huge flames coming out of the top. Anybody see these? Am I the only one? You don't see them anymore.
No.
Because they've captured it. That was the natural gas from the process of drilling for oil that was coming out of the ground. Just burning it. Just burning it at the site instead of harvesting it and using it as we do now. Tennessee Gas Pipeline and other pipelines that go across the country that have captured that gas that came out of the ground as a byproduct of oil coming out of the ground. And so you think about all those years and all that energy that just went up literally in smoke. How much of that resource have we wasted, one wonders? Anyway, but the price, the big deal, I think one of the big scams, one of the big travesties is the cost that you're now paying for electricity, because all their costs have gone down. So why is it that the cost you're paying for electricity is going up? They'll tell you government regulation. They give you all kinds of stuff. But it is outrageous. And what it'll do is hopefully give cause or rise to some new way of producing electricity, getting energy into your home. I noted, interestingly enough, Saudi Arabia says it will not cut oil output, even if the non-OPEC nations do. The forecast to need less oil next year because of the rising supply here. Mostly the impact of this is shale oil, and there are other competing sources. No increase in world demand, even though there are more people, we're finding more efficient ways of using petroleum. Matter of fact, we have, how many more people would you say there are on the planet, Jennifer? Last 40 years, would you say, we have about 7 billion people on the planet, I think, at the moment, right?
I think that's fair.
I remember when I was a kid, it was 6 billion. So let's say in 40, 45 years, gone up by a billion people. Do you know that our use of oil and other, and coal and that sort of thing hasn't really increased in terms of how much we use on an annualized basis for a number of years? Because we're using it more effectively, more efficiently, which is what we ought to be doing. Why waste these natural resources? But the other side of it is that with all of that comes an interesting confidence. I hope we don't get too confident, though. And isn't it interesting that in this administration, where it was really anathema, the EPA and all the other folks that are in the government that want to curb use of fossil fuels, that we are now producing more and using, not more, we're not using more, we're producing more, so we become independent. It's one of those strange sort of things that you wouldn't have thought would happen during the reign of the of Obama the First. You like that? I just thought of that. The reign of Obama the First.
Is that what we're going to call him in the history books, do you think?
I don't know. His wife wants to run for the Senate in Illinois.
I know.
You know that.
Ugh.
All right, anyway.
Never ending, these people.
Meanwhile, we can have three Bushes.
I know, Bushes and Clintons and Obamas.
Right. Is there any new blood? What about the Horns? Why don't we have Jennifer Horn run for president, Kenny? What do you think?
I'd like to run for local office. I don't think I want national office. You can keep it.
Right. Well, I'm on the town meeting, and that's enough for me. I won by 118 votes. Woo-hoo! That's
really?
A big time. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
The
118 people more liked you. That's good, Doug.
The story, it was name recognition, Jenya. That's what I heard from most people. Oh, everybody recognized that name. Let's vote for that person.
Hey, whatever it is, take it.
Some serious misspellings on a school sign cost a principal her job. Story at DougStefan.com today. If you look at the picture that's there, it's really pretty funny, Kenny. It was at the Patterson Public School number 20, and I'm guessing that's somewhere in New Jersey. Am I right?
Yeah.
That is in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you could look at this and say, I don't know, look at these mistakes in the school sign. I know a lot of schools now have signs out in front of them. This is what's going on. This is the event today. Here's vacation week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, if you look at the school sign, you will see that there are a number of words misspelled. December is misspelled. Reports is misspelled. December is spelled D-I-C-E-M-B-E-R.
So embarrassing.
Report is R-E-E-P-O-R. And the number one was
also... And it wasn't on purpose?
Backwards. No, I didn't think it was on... But you thought they'd asked that question before. But how do you teach children when the people who are teaching them are Maronis? So anyway, it took Facebook for somebody to actually see the problem and bring it to the school board's attention. And so now she's out. It gets to be silly. We have Lance Stafford from the band Cloverton as our Christmas star of the day up next here on Good Day, 16 before the hour.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good. Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth. A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Buck your mask responsibly.
Towards the night of the holiday party, when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to bounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals.
With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase while supplies last. Ulta Beauty. Gift gorgeously.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let her receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Recognize the song. You may not recognize the version. This is the title track from the new Christmas EP from the band Cloverton. Manhattan, Kansas is their home. Been on the scene since 2011. Without a record label or any outside investors, they won the Rock the Camp contest. Shortly after that, they scored their first big hit, which is Take Me Into the Beautiful, and they were on their way. I remember this, Kenny. Now that I remember the Rock the Camp contest. I was talking about it. We've never met Lance Stafford before, anybody else from Cloverton. Lance, welcome to Good Day, Merry Christmas.
Hey, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas to you, too.
So, tell us what you were doing, this whole business of Rock the Camp and you're winning that. What chances did you think you had when you went into that competition? What was going on with Lance and the rest of the Cloverton group?
Oh, well, you know, we found out about this contest almost too late. And so one of our members, you know, he entered a song. It was an online thing. You'd enter a song and people would vote. We got in like the last week and the contest had been running for like a month. So, I mean, we didn't really have any expectation, honestly. And submitted our song, and then all of a sudden, we made it to the next round, surprisingly. And then one thing led to another, and all of a sudden we were sitting in Nashville, and a year later, we'd recorded the single, and we played on a couple of cruises, and we'd gotten some big opportunities, and so it happened like it was a whirlwind of stuff, and so a little to no expectation. Honestly, when we first found out about it, we had no expectation that anything would really happen. So,
So you, as I remember, one of the things that enthused I found enthusiasm. What I was enthused by was the Kickstarter campaign that got you into the studio. Whose idea was that?
Well, I mean, if I have to really give someone credit, we had a road manager for about a year early on, and he was suggesting that we do it. And we were like, no, we don't really need to do that. We were embarrassed because we thought we wanted to be with the label. Uh-huh. And we thought, you know, what if that happened? You know, they would take care of stuff like that. And so when that didn't actually ever work out, we got to a place where, like, we need to fund this record. We've got these songs. We want to record them, but, you know, we want to make sure there's an audience for them. And so let's put out a little bit of a litmus test, see if there's people that are interested. Uh-huh. The response was overwhelming for us. We asked for $20,000, and we ended up making double that in a matter of a month.
Right.
And so it, it, as an artist, you know, you always want affirmation that what you're doing is being seen well, and that's what happened, basically.
So this is from the Christmas EP called We Sing Joy. I heard the bells. There are some other songs on the Cloverton EP. Do You Hear What I Hear? It's also very good. This is just a neat way for us to enjoy some basically good American music. ClovertonMusic.com, CloverTon, ClovertonMusic.com is where you go. Lance Stafford with Cloverton and a singer with the band. Thank you. And really have a wonderful season. You have a lot to be thankful for this year. Cloverton on Good Day.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Dick Stephan Good Day program, featuring Shelley Palmer among other guests. Shelley's not really a guest; he's on the program pretty much every day with an update. He is our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from the football game? Shelley Palmer, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Shelley Palmer, he's our man. You sort of get the drift. Shelley, we'll talk with you about a new app to silence your phone so you won't get distracted by notifications. Man, I'd love to have one of those. The iPhones are always going, bleep, 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 bleep. Ah, pain. All right, so let's see how that works in a moment here on Good Day.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift, 11 Etsy Poskin Dollar Glitter Eyeliner, 9 shiny gift card hours, skin protective, 7 sealer glosses, risky decline by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay Naked Palette, 4 Living Proof Air Products, 3 Daisy Green Perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 Luxury Bathrobe Cream. $40 fragrance purchase, walk tie glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you can't stop checking your phone when you're with family and friends, or you wish they'd put their phones down, you're going to love a new app called Shh. The app automatically silences your phone when you're at home, on a date, or out with friends. Shh uses your phone's GPS to detect when you and a friend are together or when you're in a designated place, like your home. The app then turns off notifications for a set period of time and can even automatically reply to texts saying you're with friends or family. Shh
cuts out distractions the same way putting your phone into airplane mode would. But the app's creators say most of us don't have the self-discipline to use airplane mode when we should, like when we're spending time at night with our families or we're out to lunch with a friend. Shh is nothing more than a concept right now, but its creator plans to launch a Kickstarter next year to turn it into the real thing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85, and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
We've all heard it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Brian Osich finds out how youth sports not only helps children be active, but also teaches them important life skills.
Whether it's in the swimming pool, basketball court, or ice hockey rink, youth sports are the ultimate classroom. Leading nutrition and fitness coach Dr. Ovinia Brock, or Dr. Rowe, is also a member of the Play Council for Active Family Project and says sports help children develop positive character traits and life values.
Youth sports help kids develop social skills through teamwork by respecting each other's abilities and contributions and opinions. Playing sports also helps our children develop positive attitudes, how to bond with coaches or mentors, and the importance of playing by the rules.
And families play an important part in youth sports. According to a national survey by Active Family Project, 98% of moms say their entire family has participated in their child's youth sport, including going to games, practices, or playing for fun at home.
Never underestimate the influence you have on your child's sporting experience. Active Family Project has resources with tips, tools, expert advice, and fun activity ideas that help everyone get involved and enjoy a healthy and active lifestyle together.
For more, go to Facebook.com/Active Family Project. That's Lifestyles from Active Family Project.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is definitely my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager.
Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massive responsibly.
The Doug Stevens Good Day program, Coca-Cola, according to an announcement that we have posted in the Today Show section at DougStevens.com, has stopped using voicemail at the headquarters. They're using texts instead. Office voicemail is no longer being used.
We're never going to talk to each other ever again.
To simplify the way we work and increase productivity. Really?
Hmm.
Why not just use a robot? The internal memo was circulated around yesterday. The change went into effect as the week had started. Standard outgoing message now throws up an electronic stiff arm telling callers to try later or use an alternative. So screw them.
I would never call them again. Bring on the Pepsi. Yeah,
right, exactly. Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
No fries. Cheese.
No fries. No Coke. Right? Simplifying, they say. It'll save them $100,000 a year. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Good luck to you if you think that's all it takes to save money.
Doug and I are never calling you again.
Never drinking Coke again. Not
Merry
that I ever
Christmas.
Drink it anyway. Yeah, bye. I'm back. 59 after on Good Day.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.